All right, well, we are back with another episode of V8 Radio, this time on location in the great state of Wisconsin. Joined once again by Mike Clark, Mr. Q-Ball.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
How are you doing?
Oh, perfect. Right as rain.
Don't say rain. We had rain here yesterday.
No, that's true.
So the reason we are in Wisconsin is we are at the CarCraft Magazine Summer Nationals 2016 edition. And it's a heck of a car show. Now, Mike, you've seen quite a bit more of this than I have.
Right. Yeah, it's there's a lot of everything here. I mean, every type of car you can imagine, you'll find it here. Lots of great stock cars, lots of really great pro tour cars, some drag cars. I saw this really sweet rat rod that was just slammed to the floor on airbags. Just anything you can imagine, you'll find it here. It's huge.
Now, if we're seeing any specific themed cars here, a lot of people say, well, you know, what's a scene like in Milwaukee?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I might be biased, but I've seen a lot of Pontiacs out here.
No kidding.
A lot of Firebirds, a lot of GTOs, a lot of Le Mans out here. It's quite a presence out here.
Maybe it's that Pontiac tunnel vision that you have.
It might be. But, I mean, I'm looking at a couple nice Trans Ams right over here, and Just down the parking lot, there's a ton of GTOs, and that must be all I see. Everything else, I blank out when anything else comes in my way.
Well, I think you are right. I haven't spent too much time walking around, but the times that I've been, I definitely see a lot of muscle cars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some late model stuff. I've been hearing more of the late model cars. There's a couple guys with, you know, like LS1 F-body cars with straight wide-open exhaust.
Yes.
Making their presence known.
Yeah. There is quite an LS presence out here, that's for sure.
Yes, there is. In fact, some guy, to back up just a hair, so physically we are here in the Pro Builder area, and we have just been incredibly lucky to be chosen for the third year in a row, actually, to participate in the Pro Builder Shootout here at the CarCraft Summer Nationals. And it's a testament to our tremendous crew that continues to put out some really awesome cars. And to me, it's just amazing that when you look around this area, we're sitting amongst Rad Rides by Troy, we're sitting next to the Ring Brothers, we're sitting next to Muscle Car Restorations from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, Schwartz Performance, the Custom Shop, and Fast Freddy Customs, and Speed Corps here this year also with their black Charger, and then us. You know, it's like, you know, which part doesn't belong, you know?
No, it all belongs. It's all good stuff.
Well, like I said, we've been very lucky because the car that we brought this year is the freshly finished 1969 Camaro that belongs to Comp Cams. And they've had this car for quite a while, and they chose us. You know, Comp Cams can choose anybody they want to build their car. You know, being here in the Pro Builders, this could have been parked in front of any one of these other trailers.
True.
And made perfect sense. Mm-hmm. So, again, we don't take that lightly, and we are very fortunate that they chose us to do their 69 Camaro. So,
yeah, and looking at it, it looks like they made the right choice. This thing is perfect.
Well, I mean, perfect's a strong word, my friend.
Well, it is, but, I mean, the fit and finish is fantastic. Way better than it was from the factory. The stance is great. Everything is just really neat and clean and just a really nice car.
did I mention the guys with the late model LS1 cars with making their presence known through sound? Yeah, that was him. Well, hey, those are very kind words, man. Like I said, our crew at the V8 Speed and Resto Shop is very, very talented, and they really care a lot about what they do, and hopefully it comes across, and we've been getting some good feedback on it.
Yeah, it's dynamite.
This car has a really long story. I don't know if you know the history of what this car is.
I think I read, you touched on it when you first started the build thread. But we would probably want to hear it again.
Well, this is, you know, in the Pro Builder Shootout, this is probably the only car here that many of the enthusiast participants actually might have some personal experience with, because Comp has owned this car since the early 90s.
Wow.
And the short story is that Scooter Brothers, who's one of the guys behind Comp Cams, used to race in the NHRA a white 69 Camaro convertible.
Oh.
And at some point, he had to get rid of the car, and, you know, life happens.
Sure.
And they wanted to get it back, and they found his old car, but it was smoked. It was
right.
Too far gone.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So they found this car, and in the 90s, had it painted to match what his used to look like, mm-hmm. and they had a four-link suspension put in it, and it was powered by a Lingenfelter-built SB2 small block.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, it was like 640 horsepower.
Wow, that's a screamer.
It was.
Sure.
And they drove the snot out of this car.
Is that right?
I can't even tell you how many power tours it's been on. I think 14.
Oh, wow.
And it's been at events like here at CarCraft. It's been events like, you know, the Hot Rod Super Nationals, different things all over the... There you go, live radio. all over the country. And they drove it. And there's these stories about how one year on power tour, and in fact, I was there when this happened. The car came loose in the trailer as they were hauling it between cities. And, you know, the first question people have is, well, if it's on power tour, how come they're hauling it between cities?
Uh-huh.
Well, the story being a vendor sponsor, a lot of the, when you go to an event like power tour, those trucks and trailers oftentimes leave the night before to get set up at the next city.
I gotcha. Right.
And in this case, they were hauling the car to get set up at the next town, mm-hmm. and it came loose in the trailer, and it was rocking back and forth, that it smashed the nose in the front of the trailer and the rear end into the trailer door, bad enough to where it actually cracked the door open and came halfway out of the trailer.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
No way.
And other people are driving along, and the thing's hanging from the header flanges, you know, dangling out of the back of the car. You know, almost like Knight Rider about.
Yeah. Holy cow.
About to make his departure. So they scraped up what was left and had it fixed, you know, and got it back on the road eventually. So it's had a pretty rough life, which is awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a great story.
Yeah, and a lot of stories like that. So when they contacted us and said, hey, we're thinking about freshening up the Camaro, you know, would you guys be interested? I thought, well, absolutely, because, you know, I've done time on the road with this car before, and, mm-hmm. and so many people have seen it. It's been in magazines and everything else. And we were very, very honored and excited
sure.
to do the car. So the good thing is it was still pretty solid, even though it had been kind of, you know, beat up.
Right.
And we didn't have to do a whole ton of work to the car. We still stripped it and repainted
right.
it and gapped it and did
right.
a lot of metal work. The metal shop did quarters and trunk floor and dashes new and main cabin floor and all that stuff. And the paint department did a fantastic job. Our body guys did a great job straightening it out. The engine on this car is built by a Pontiac shop.
Outstanding. You know it was done right then.
Yeah. Funny, it always comes back to the Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
The guys at Butler Performance, who are very widely known and highly regarded as Pontiac engine builders, have drifted a little bit into the LS world with Butler LS. And what we're looking at now is, you know, the mission from Comp was, we need to make this car new again, but we're going to jam it with our latest stuff under the hood. So it's an RHS block, which is a Comp family company, mm-hmm. Bored and stroked to 454 cubic inches with RHS cylinder heads on it. And the Butler LS guys picked the custom grind cam.
All right.
It's 11-to-1 compression.
Wow.
It's got an LSXR intake and a big mouth throttle body on the front. And this thing made like 692 horsepower at 6,400 RPM, and it was still climbing.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. We got to get this. There's a mobile dyno here. We got to get this thing on there and see what it puts out at the wheels.
Yeah, right. There you go.
That'd make for a good V8 TV episode.
It would. And if the car didn't have more than or less than 30 miles on it, I might do that.
Well, and there's an autocross here, too. That's another way to get a good shakedown running.
Yes. Well, that was the funny thing is the Comp guy said, okay, so you guys have the car, and Butler's got the motor, and it's you know, going to be dyno-tuned and ready to go. Just drop it in, you know, and connect the rest of the harnesses and fuel system, and you shouldn't have any big, you know, problem getting this car going on the road.
Sure.
But what we had to point out to him was that Butler's tune was for wide open.
Oh, really?
So what we had to come up with was the tune for cold start, hot start, part throttle, idling, you know, 60% throttle and all that stuff. So we're still working on that aspect at this point.
Oh, really?
Like I said,
you.
There's only about 30 miles on this car.
Oof.
But it's been quite an experience, and people have really responded to it. So I just came back from a stage presentation where they interviewed all of the pro builders here in attendance. And again, you know, we're looking at this 1,500 horsepower car that Rad Rides brought out.
Right.
That Belvedere over there has gone 198 miles an hour already.
Has it really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's insane.
How do they keep the trim over the windshield?
Well, you know, when tape, I think.
They call it 200 mile an hour tape for a reason.
Yeah,
I guess,
just
right?
Wait. Yeah, mm-hmm. So there are some unbelievable cars here and unbelievable builders. And like I said, we're just privileged to be in the same parking lot at this point.
That brick went 198?
Yeah, that is a big Hemi twin turbo. Turbo's hidden in the back. And it was built for, you know, flying mile type events.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was actually kind of built as a drag week car, too. They want to run a drag week and
all
drive
right.
Mile, so, yeah, killer
be
stuff
interesting.
Here.
Nice to meet you.
Absolutely, it would be. We did a feature on that car at SEMA last year and interviewed the owner and got a lot of details, so you can look that up. And
yeah,
several of the cars here, as a matter of fact, that Speedcore Charger, I don't know if you saw that thing. It's over there in the corner. It's black.
I haven't seen it yet, no.
This car is a largely carbon fiber Charger.
Ooh.
And the paint fades from exposed carbon into black paint going all the way back.
Did you feature?
Yeah, we shot that at SEMA.
That was at SEMA. Yeah, I remember watching that. Yeah. That's here. Good. I'm going to go look at it.
It's got a twin.
Bye.
Yeah, right. It's got a twin turbo 9-liter Mercury Marine engine in it.
Oh my God.
It's like 1,600 horsepower.
Mm.
So yeah, there's some serious stuff here. Schwartz brought the several cars. The giveaway Ray Bestis Mustang that people can win.
Oh.
Rings brought a carbon fiber Mustang and their other latest Mustang, the Razor car. So it's been a cool weekend with a lot of neat stuff, and
nice.
We're very excited because tomorrow, after we leave the event here, after the big presentation of one of those guys winning,
or you guys winning,
we load this thing up and we head down to Mississippi. There's a tour that the Revan TV network has put on called the Revan Heartland Hot Rod Tour, and Comp Cams is a big sponsor of that, and we're actually presenting the car to them Monday. So
okay.
Today is Saturday, so we've got Sunday to commute from Milwaukee down to Memphis.
Oh.
And then dust the car off again and unveil it. So,
and that's where Comp Cams is, right?
They're in Memphis, and this
right.
will be right over the state line in South Haven, Mississippi. And then the road tour goes on. It's a big country music thing, and it goes to four different states all next week. So.
All right.
It's a busy time to be into cool cars. So, speaking of build threads, we'll have the whole thread on this car on the website. We'll also have video on 3 or 4 episodes of VATV. But I noticed that you have been making some serious progress on the GTO saga.
Yeah, I put a new episode up last night, or a new thread last night.
I read that.
Did you?
Tremendous.
Oh,
it's a great story.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's more to come.
I had no idea. And I'm not going to reveal any of the info, because I encourage everybody to read it and also to put up their own. Because these things, I think, are pretty cool. This is a different way of doing a forum thread, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people will start a thread and they'll say, this is my car, this is what I'm doing, here's a picture of it.
Right.
But what I'm after is the life story of this car.
Yeah. Well, I was prompted by when you put your story up about your Riviera and everything you went through with that. And that was a pretty interesting read. And that got me thinking, like, you know what, you start thinking back, like, you know what, I've done some... There's been some interesting stuff going on in all the cars I've had and what I've gone through and where I am now, and that might be worth a couple of words. So
yeah,
so
well,
I started putting that down, and
it's cool that you've been able to find the old pictures.
Yeah, well, what was great is my dad had, when I got the car, he gave me about a 2-inch thick folder full of receipts, and when I opened it up, it said. New GTO bought a certain date in 1991. Dewey Burkhalter was the guy who sold it to him,
and nice.
His phone number. I said, wonder if I can get in touch with this guy.
I just did
a Facebook search, and sure enough, I found a Dewey Burkhalter in Texas.
No kidding.
I'm like, well, it was bought in Texas, and he's probably the only Dewey Burkhalter around there. That's a pretty unusual name. So I messaged him. I sent him an email through Facebook, and you know, it took a few months, but he finally read it and he got back to me, and he sent me all these pictures of when he found the car that, and it was in a field derelict in Oklahoma, and it was stripped and just beat to death, and he took it and he restored it.
No kidding.
And he had it for a few years, and he sold it to my dad.
And how long ago did you reach out to Dewey?
When I got the car, I got it 8 years ago, so about then is when I reached out to him.
Early days of Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is incredible that he was on and that you were able to come up with that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and he still had it.
Yeah, yeah, and he has all those pictures, and he told me all the some stories about it. And when he got it, it was, according to the PHS, it was a black interior car. But when he got it out of that field, it had a white interior, and a parchment interior.
Wow.
And he kept it in there, and his wife cleaned up the seats, and that's how they had it.
Huh.
And when my dad got it, he was going to keep it that way, but then he got the PHS and saw it was a black interior. He says, well, it's got to be black interior. So he dyed all the interior, the door panels.
Oh, no kidding.
He dyed it all black.
If you scrape that stuff off,
yeah,
there's parchment underneath, but,
mm-hmm.
but again, not the original interior.
Right, exactly. Then there's nothing really original about that car, which is very liberating. So you can do anything to it, and you're not really hurting the originality of it. You're not hurting the value of it.
Right, right.
Because it is, I mean, it was pretty much a shell. There was no engine and transmission in it. I don't even think the rear end is a proper 67 rear end, because
yeah.
the spring perches are different. I think it's a 64 through 66 rear end.
Because it had the screw-in...
It has, like, a plate that screws in over top of the
yeah.
spring cap, and that's
yeah.
what it has. Because I have 67 springs, and they don't fit really well.
Yeah, the earlier cars had that little cap.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
So it lets me do whatever I want to that car, and it's not like I'm taking a rare car and cutting it up and really, you know, doing a disservice to it. I can do whatever I want to it.
Right, right. Well, again, the fun thing is that you have all these stories and that you're sharing them on this forum thread.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny, I find, you mentioned that Riviera thread that I did, I find myself going back to that every once in a while, you know, if I'm talking to somebody and I need to know where the picture is,
uh-huh.
you know, because now it's there.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a centralization of all this information that
right.
was just floating around in my head,
mm-hmm.
and you know how it is. I'm starting to forget stuff. And
yeah.
you know,
oh, boy.
Yeah, right. So it's good to have this this documentation.
Yeah.
And to me, it's always interesting about where these cars came from and how these people got involved with them and how they got interested in GTOs or whatever.
Right.
You know, as opposed to, yeah, I bought this, you know, here's my car and it's green.
Right.
You know, I like that backstory.
Yeah, here's my car, it's green, I like it. Have a nice day.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anybody who's interested in taking some time and sharing these stories with us, the V8 forum, VATVshow.com/forum, go to the member rides section and start your own, you know, and go back as far as you want. And here's a little tip that I do, and I don't know if you do also, but I actually use Google Docs when I write these.
Oh.
So I don't write it in the forum. I write
Oh, really?
It, yeah, I write it as a Word document or something like that. And I actually put the image code in
okay.
as I'm writing it there. And that way, if my connection takes a dive or something happens, I have a backup. And then I just cut and paste it and throw it in.
That's a good point. That's good thinking.
And then you don't even need to be... You could dictate it to your phone
mm-hmm.
and cut and paste it that way or whatever
right.
and just kind of make it easy. Because some of the other cars we build, like this Comp Cam's car, we've got... this thread is on four or five different forums. So I cut and paste it.
Oh, that's perfect.
So
yeah.
If you wanted to share that one on Performance Years or one of the Pontiac
yeah.
sites, you could just cut and paste and bang it over. You know?
Yeah, I was thinking about putting that over on the Performance Years forums. When I was writing that last night, it was getting so late and I was getting so tired. And I said, man, if something bad happens
right.
and I lose all this information, I'm going to be really upset.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And Google Docs is nice because they save it automatically every 20 seconds or something. There is no save. It's always there.
Good. Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
I got to do that. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, no doubt. So today here, just kind of looking around at some of this stuff, you mentioned that you know, you're seeing a bunch of muscle cars. That's kind of what we're seeing too.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those weekends that there's an event here. There's also a big one going on in Minneapolis,
oh, yeah.
Which the Street Machine Nationals is happening up there. The summer just seems to be completely jammed with different stuff to do.
Oh yeah.
So it not to be a jerk, but it's got to be killing you that the GTO is not quite yet back on the road.
Well, you know, it's a little frustrating, but at the same time, it's been off the road for a couple of years now, so it doesn't sting quite as bad.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to being able to participate in stuff like this in the future. I got a path, and it's things are happening, so there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before, so, but unfortunately, there's no new news.
Yeah,
as far
as
the engine's concerned. I haven't talked to my machinist in probably 3 or 4 weeks, so I'm just letting him do what he's got to do.
Right.
And he's a really busy guy. He has a lot going on in that little shop of his. When I was there once, his son was there working, and I said, "You guys have a lot of stuff here." He says, "You know what? We could close the doors and work nonstop for about 2 years."
Oh my goodness!
To get all this stuff done. I said, "Wow."
So, is he a performance engine guy? Does he do regular stuff?
Or? He builds a lot of race engines, a lot of big block race engines. He builds Pontiac stuff. His name is Ray Romito, and he's out of Mokena, Illinois.
Mm.
And he just kind of works by word of mouth, and it's kind of a thing where you got to know the secret password and the secret handshake to be able to get him to do stuff for you.
Wow.
So I was introduced to him through a friend of mine who was introduced through a friend of his, and he did some work for him and was nice enough to do some work for me. So I got really lucky, and he's real meticulous and does a great job. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, if you go to like Route 66 Dragway, you'll see some of his engines, you'll see his stickers on some of his cars that he's built. So he builds some really strong stuff. So
right on.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, speaking of Pontiac, did you see Muscle Car of the Week this week?
I did see Muscle Car of the Week this week.
Yeah, we got you with another one.
Yes, you did. That was a nice one.
That was
a sweet judge.
It's a pretty interesting car being
the color it is.
The color it is, and that it's got nothing else on it.
Yeah, it's pretty bare bones.
Very bare bones. And most judges, especially by 70, is when they really start to become more luxury performance cars.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. My buddy has a 70 judge, my friend Randy, and he's got a... Actually, he drag races. It's got a big block in it and all that, but he's building the Ram Air 3, correct Ram Air 3 engine for it. And he was wondering... He thought that if it had a judge, it would automatically have a limited slip rear differential, a safety track rear end, or posi if you're a Chevy guy. And I said, well, I threw the threat out. I asked the question on performance years, and they said, no, they came with a peg leg rear end unless you ordered it. And a lot of these judges were ordered as dealer stock. So a lot of them cheaped out and went with the open diff and didn't have the hood tack or the Ram Air or stuff like that. So they would do it as a dealer add-on, so the dealer would make the money doing that.
Yeah,
so, it makes sense that judge wouldn't have a ton of options on it, so they would try to get it through the dealership channel, and they would make all that profit on it.
Yeah, right. And I thought it was interesting that parallel with the Roadrunner as being a low buck way to get into a GTO, but then it seemed like everybody put everything on them.
Uh-huh.
You know, the vast majority of them. To me, I don't know who bought this car new. If it was because it was the last one, is it just assembled from leftover judge stuff?
Maybe.
Or did somebody order that color? Or you know, did somebody spec that car? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know what the backstory was on that. If you know, if a guy came in and said, "I want a judge, but I wanted this color, and I don't want anything on it."
Right, because you hear stories of end-of-the-line cars that have goofy stuff on them just because they still had...
Got to blow out the parts bin.
Yeah, they had extra deluxe door panels or whatever, so you get mismatches of things and whatnot. But, yeah, I thought you'd dig that one. I really liked that car. It was a nice car.
That was a nice one.
Yeah. So what's you got your family here today?
Yep.
And they are tolerant of the car hobby, which is good to a certain extent.
They are tolerant. we don't do a whole lot of family outings to shows like this, but once in a while they'll give in. And I was actually really surprised when I told my wife that I wanted to come out to this this weekend. She's like, well, maybe we can all go. And I said, that would be great.
Yeah, right.
That would be fantastic.
Not suggesting to exclude.
Yeah, exactly.
Just trying to save you the denial.
Yeah, save you the headache, yeah. Because the kids, I mean, they're only good for so long, and then they need to be exposed to something else.
Yeah.
But they've been really great today. I mean, we had just a small episode. But they've recovered and they're doing all right.
So from a family man standpoint, man, it's really getting windy around here. What is the feedback on an event like this? Is something you could take the kids to for a few hours? What's missing?
Well, I don't think there's much missing out here. What I like about this event is that there's a dynamic aspect to it where you have an autocross, you have a stop box competition where you can accelerate, you go around a couple cones and try to stop in the box, and you have the drifting, and the kids really like seeing that. And, you know, you're not just, you know, looking at cars and, okay, yeah, we see this, you know, we see the Chevelle again. Oh, here's this Camaro. You know, you see them in action, you can hear them and watch them, you know, burn rubber. And that, I think a lot of kids really like seeing.
That's cool. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, a lot of the adults do, too. Don't get me wrong.
Seeing and doing, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and like I very sarcastically mentioned earlier to Mike, they had a new contest here called the Speed Skid Crash, unfortunately, because somebody in a Z06 Corvette, the Speed Stop Challenge kind of got away from them, and they ended up kissing the wall, which is just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Oh, that hurts your heart.
Yeah, from what I understand, the guy did not get hurt. But what it does is it reframes the fact that even though this is, you know, a speed stop thing, this is still serious stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yeah.
And it's
high-powered cars here doing that stuff.
It gets the adrenaline going, and it gets you wound up. So if you're not prepared for that kind of thing, and you bring your daily driver that's not set up properly or whatever, you know, you got to be careful. But I'm sure that was something interesting for the crowd to see as well.
Yeah. He may not have been hurt physically, but by God, his ego sure took a hit.
Yes. Ego, wallet. Insurance bill, all that stuff.
Hopefully he's covered by insurance. Sometimes if the insurance company catches on that you're at a competition, they'll say, "Yep, I'm so sorry."
Yeah, there's probably only about 500 Facebook posts of this happening.
Yeah.
This poor guy.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to hide that one.
Yeah, right. All right, man. Well, listen, I think we're going to wrap it up. This was it was great that you were able to come up and spend some time here.
I enjoyed it.
And bring the family. Hopefully they didn't cook too bad. It's not too terrible.
It's not too terrible. Good son, not oppressive son.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. And I guess we will catch up with you on the forum to see not only the latest GTO story, which again I'm looking forward to. I know you just finished this one,
yeah,
but now I'm looking forward to the next one.
All right, I'll try to get a little more better frequency.
Well, that's what happens with us, you know. It's like, hey, you just finished this car. What's next?
Yeah.
So now I can pay that forward.
Yeah.
Also, you know, appreciate the Good Song Friday. There was a couple of good ones.
Yeah.
What is it, the record company?
The record company, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. I stumbled onto that one, so glad to put that out. So I have to come up with a better way to, and I think I have come up with a better way to make sure I get on time with this thing, because a lot of the times my Cool Song Friday becomes a Cool Song Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, it happens.
If I think of a song that I like, I'll throw it on my calendar for Friday, and that way I'll get a reminder Friday morning to throw it up there.
Yeah, there you go. So, well, you know, the V8 Forum is the place to get new music. You know,
that's right, man.
It's not just car nonsense.
Oh, there's that Belvedere firing up.
Oh, yeah, that's that, you know, I think it's, at full tilt, that's almost 2,000 horsepower.
Oof.
All right, man, well, as always, great to see you. And
likewise.
Thanks for participating, and we will catch up with you next time on VA Radio.